Hey, this is Jay Kolb, and I am down here at Web City Cellars for the kickoff event for St. Pete Run Fest. And I am here with Morgan Zook from Gateway Subs. Morgan, thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm great to share our story at Gateway and super pumped to be a part of Run Fest.
That's awesome. So let's start right there. Tell us about Gateway Subs.
Yeah, so a few buddies and I, we started Gateway Subs about 4 years ago. Our first location was in Kenwood, 3rd Ave North, right near that Walmart near Grand Central. And yeah, we've just been growing throughout the Bay since. We got 3 locations here in St. Pete, 6 throughout the Bay. We're just trying to offer the highest quality sub and service we possibly can. And every step of the way as we grow, we're just trying to increase quality. And that's kind of our number one focus.
That's awesome. And how'd you get involved with St. Pete Run Fest?
So Ryan, who you know helps put this on, he's one of our big customers. He loves what we do in the social media world. He reached out about us being involved with the 4th of July run, and so we sponsored the pie eating contest on the pier, and that was a great time. Unfortunately, I was out of town for that, but I saw the footage, and it looked like a place that you wanted to be.
And I have here with me Jenny Miller from Body Electric. Jenny, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
So how did you get involved with Ryan and with RunFest?
The very first year before a RunFest had happened, Ryan came to us, and he was really obviously excited about finding good community partners that he vibed with, and we were happy to be one of them. He was looking for people in the wellness and fitness.
And the wellness community in general. So I understand this year you're doing something a little different. So what's your role this year?
Yeah, we're excited about this year. You know, every year we've done something a little different. This year we are big in the tailgate zone. So we will be there in costume. We're serving up drinks. We're there. We'll be there with all the big groups and the running clubs and the teams.
So you just said costume?
Oh, yeah.
Say more about that.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to tell what the theme is this year, but...
Oh, well, the people will just have to come and find out.
You will find out when you get there, so...
So Body Electric is a great partner with Radio St. Pete, too, so I want to thank you for that.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for the work you do.
All right, so you've heard it here. Jenny Miller is going to be there from Body Electric.
And I am with Stacy Nelson of Veg ER for Pets. Stacy, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start right off. Tell us about Veg ER for Pets.
We are a 24-hour emergency service for all pets. Our motto is, if it fits in the door, we will see it. We are an open concept ER, so you never leave your pet. You come into our treatment floor. If you have to spend the night, we have beds for you to stay with your pet. Our goal is to keep people and pets together at all times. And we provide basically any emergency service that you might need. So we do ultrasound, surgery, endoscopy. We see exotic pets as well. So if your bunny gets sick or your fun little leopard gecko gets sick, we will take care of that.
That is just awesome. And how did you get involved with St. Pete Run Fest?
So we were very lucky last year to be asked to sponsor the dog walk. And that's how we got our initial start with it. And we had such a great time at the RunFest last year that we asked to be involved in it again this year. So
that's super. Well, I suspect St. Pete RunFest is very glad you did.
We are also very glad. So thank you.
This is Jay Kolb with Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, coming to you from Web City Cellars for the kickoff event for St. Pete RunFest.